This show is a tribute to Salvatore La Chitra, who died this past week in a terrible accident. He was 43 years old, a tenor at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, and known worldwide for his wonderful voice. We interviewed Mr. La Chitra in 2003. He was just beginning then, really, to make his impression on the operatic world, and he came to the WRTI studios, and he came with Marcelo Alvarez because they had recorded an album together called Duetto. We decided that we would let you in on this lovely conversation. Two wonderful people, full of hope and full of energy.
We have Salvatore La Chitra and Marcelo Alvarez, two of the outstanding singers today in opera, internationally. And we are thrilled that they came to our studio here at Temple University. Welcome, Mr. La Chitra and Mr. Alvarez.
Thank
welcome.
You Thank you very much.
Where do we start? I think we're going to start with the fact that the reason we have both of you is that you have made a new album called Duetto. And I guess the reason you made it is because you want to sell many, many copies, because I think people will just clamor to come and buy this wonderful album.
Great.
Were you put together by Sony, the label? Was that the idea?
Yes. In the beginning, Mr. Peter Gelb suggested both of us about this project, and Duetto now represent, he tried to represent another way to make a new music, because this is the real first time that two tenors are singing together in the meantime, with the, you know, part of this album comes from the classical music.
The repertoire, yes.
Classical. And I know that this is not so nice for the purist, but we would like to suggest to the big audience that is possible to open the mind and don't leave this world so closed, you know, because for the people like us, that we are young people, and only occasionally this music changes our life, we would like to show for the young people that doesn't know about of this world, give the opportunity to enjoy eventually this beautiful music, you know.
This is Salvatore La Chitra speaking, and I want to say, though, that the largest segment of audience now of the young people interested in classical music is opera. They love opera, which is a very, very big change from, say, 40 years ago, where the young people said, who wants it? You know, it's boring. Do you have any explanation, perhaps, why this has happened? Why do young people like opera now more than they did so many years ago? Mr. Alvarez.
Giustamente, perché credo che esistono, sono stati questi tre tenori, perché assistite anche Bocelli, che vende sui dischi, e noi crediamo, non è che vogliamo fare le stesse strade di loro, ma nostra musica è una musica veramente...
Well, indeed, I think that there has been this comeback by young people to loving opera just because of the three tenors, of the fact that Bocelli has been singing as well, and we can only be very happy about it. And we believe, indeed, that our project is somewhat different than the previous ones by the three tenors and by Bocelli. Our music is really very sincere, and we were very humble in doing this project together. We really became close friends, and we really feel now like two mates, you know, and this is rather atypical for two tenors, because tenors tend to be a little, you know, aggressive, and they never tend to become friend, etc. So this has been a project that has been done with humbleness. We tried to do our best in order to have Duetto and display in Duetto what we are. Indeed, Duetto really mirrors our personalities. We are both young, we are two singers, and we would like to pass a message on to the young people as well. young people can do what we did. We used to like pop music, we used to like rock music as well, and when we discovered the world of opera, we literally went crazy for it and fell in love for it, and we've always been so ever since.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. That in itself is a departure, that both tenors are friends and that they get along so well and they sound so wonderful together. What I guess I was saying was that opera, maybe because young people have grown up with television and visuals, maybe the fact that this is so magnificent to see visually, and the excitement of opera, the whole aura of opera when you go to a performance, maybe that's why it appeals to them. Maybe also the opera stars are very attractive now, and the sets are exciting, and the books have been, you know, edited so that they're not so old-fashioned. Do you think that all of this is the modernization of opera? Do you think that that has something to do with it? This is Salvatore La Ciccia.
Hi. In my opinion, it's good that the new generation come to the theater for this fashion, you know, for this world. But in my opinion, it's because the melodrama speaking about life, and this is a fashion for the old people of the world, because you know, the modern music like rock, like rap, hip hop, and everything, and you know, this music we know, because we are young, we are growing up during this time, for the modern time. We know that this music try to speaking to young people and try to speak about life, love, trouble, war, you know, what
you,
I mean.
But you have that on television as well. There is something else here. There's something special that happened, because before this, young people were really not interested at all in opera. They, if anything, they were bored by it, but for some reason the attendance is enormous now.
Maybe it's because it's like, you know, it's natural to turn
evolution,
around.
Evolution.
Because the sound, the music, when at the very beginning, human people need to be a universal language, you know.
Which
and
is, yes.
The language. And the voice, in the voice, is it possible to have another kind of communication? Because in the meantime, when two singers singing in the opera, it's not possible to all the people make the same sound, you know. And maybe this is a big fashion for the human ear. I suppose that is...
Maybe. That brings up another question for both of you. When you sing together, you are different tenors. The timbre of your voice is different. They compare you to different other singers. In music, when we play together, instrumentalists, there is what we call ensemble. Do you have ensemble in the singing as well? And how do you do that, Mr. Alvarez?
Giustamente, credo che la bellezza di questo è la voce, perché questo è lo che la gente si sente coinvolta, delle nostre vocalità tenorili, ma diverse. Lui è un tenore lirico spinto, io sono un tenore lirico.
Well, right enough, you know, I believe that in this particular CD we really tried to make a big effort in terms of blending our two voices as much as possible. And that's what we want our audience to understand. I have my own way of singing. I am a pure lyrical tenor. Salvatore is a little more pushy as a lyrical tenor. And this is wonderful, because although we have different voices, our voices blended in very well together, and we were able to sing a number of songs as if we were just one single voice. And this is really nice, because not only this highlights our vocal ability and gift, lifts, but also gives the whole thing a different harmony. And we want people to feel this difference. We want people to appreciate this because, you know, with duetto, we want people to say, well, not only they've got a good voice, but they've done a nice thing with it, which means that we've been studying and going through this project and we've paid attention to the tiniest little detail of it. And also, we believe that if we can attract more people, especially young people, through listening to our duetto CD, we would be able to have more people going to opera houses. And if there are more people going to opera houses, probably opera houses will put up big screens or have TV live recordings of our operas, and our work and our performances can be also broadcast through radio stations. And if we sort of market the idea of people going to the opera houses through projects such as Duetto, we would find more sponsors for the, you know, opera performances. And this is really what we want to do.
What is very interesting as well is that you came to this, both of you, I believe, not really planning to be opera singers or singers at all. You were both working in business. You studied some a little bit. You, Salvatore, were you the one that was singing the rock in the car, and then you came home and told your mother, and you said you won't. She said, "What was that racket?" And you said, "It was me." And well, she said, "See, that's being a good mother, because what she did was she took something negative and put you on the right path." So you never really thought about singing though before then.
Before this occasional, no.
You were what, 19 at that?
19 years old, yes, during my holiday. But you can imagine that this is a big chance for me to discover the voice. Yes. You can imagine how many young men are in all the world that maybe have the same voice like us, and doesn't matter about of this, you know.
It's very wonderful that you discovered it and that you could pursue it. How did you feel about it? I mean, were you a little bit concerned whether or not you would be successful?
No, you know, nobody told to me that for sure I can do the singer. I can become a singer one day. You know, it's not so simply to
not
sing.
At all.
Yes, but the important is when a man have this talent.
Yes,
talent,
yes.
Is necessary to make all the best of to make something good and to develop and to try to study and make transform a passion in a job, you know.
You also mean. Have to have the right teacher, and you did at some point.
That's
went
point.
To Carlo Bergonzi.
Yes, yeah. That's the point. I feel very, very lucky because during my studying I met with some wrong teacher, but at last I'm lucky because I met with the Maestro Carlo Bergonzi, who gave me a big opportunity. And in only 2 years, in 1996, my first debut was in 1998. After 2 years, he can give me this chance to start my career. And then I have to study right now again, because in our job is not possible to stop it
yes.
to study, you know. And and now you can watch my career, his career. It's a fabulous, because he's Marcelo. When I met him, immediately I love to hear his voice. And okay, he started much sooner than me, because I have wait 3 years more, because I needed to study in this period. And but immediately I love his voice, I love his career, you know, and I watch the newspaper when he's speaking about his career. Wow, this is good man. He's intelligent. He's big talent, and this is good. And then, and also, you know, because we are friend, because immediately when I met him, was born a natural
charisma,
yeah. And a natural friendship.
Yeah.
And when I wrote about him, I think about, okay, this is, I would like to make the same way. And I try in this time to make all the best of my possibility to become a singer.
Like him, yes.
È bellissimo che Salvatore ha cominciato a dire con i giovani, ma vorrei dire che tante volte noi abbiamo la fortuna, tua mamma ti ha aiutato, io ho avuto la fortuna che mia moglie mi ha, ma ci sono tanti giovani.
Well, I think that what Salvatore is saying is really very nice. You know, we really have to try to attract as much as possible young people and get them interested in our careers. Salvatore was lucky enough because his mom actually looked after him and gave him good pieces of advice. I had the full support of my wife and I feel fortunate about it. But let's think about the fact that there are many young people out there who cannot study or their parents oppose them just because they know that they're not going to be likely to make much money or that their careers will be very difficult or that, you know, sometimes young people who study music or are ridiculed by the majority of other people. So, you know, there are a lot of people with good voices out there, all they need is support to be able to study. And I think that what's nice about both of us is that they can see us as two young people who have become good singers, who can have a career, and then we're not just like Caruso or Bergonzi, you know, who are no longer here, and they're no longer singing, and all you can have is records. And I remember when I was younger myself and I just started to study, I did it because I was inspired by Pavarotti. I heard him singing. I actually watched him singing and I was really greatly inspired by him. And I thought, well, if I could only become 10% of what is it does, and I could do 10% of what it does, it would be just marvelous. So we're really sort of very happy to be living examples for young people as well.
Now, I have a question for Salvatore Lecitra. Salvatore, Mr. Lecitra, however I shall address you. I received an album in the mail from the film The Man Who Cried. I got this about 2 years ago, and I went crazy over it because I just loved the score. And I heard about this young tenor who was singing the role, for John Turturro, and he was causing a sensation. But I loved the music. Now, of course, I went all over to try to find this movie, and I finally found it and went and saw it. And what I was so intrigued with was Je crois entendre encore. You sang it in Yiddish.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which is magnificent. Of course, you sang it in the original French, but you also sang it in Yiddish because of the story.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like when you had to learn to sing it in Yiddish? I mean, what did, was it difficult? Did you how did you feel singing it in the other language?
You can imagine. It's like a strange language. And also my origin, I am Italian, I am not Jewish.
Yes.
But When I try to learn to sing in Yiddish, immediately I realize that it's so important to have an open mind to forget all the trouble of the world, because it's like a signal, it's a message. Is it possible? And also, it's a fashion to know about a new. Ho dimenticato Oh, cultura, culture. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's so important to know about new culture, and the real reach of the world is the culture. When, if one day maybe will be possible, maybe all the people of the world know about all of the culture, maybe nowhere, no more. No more war, maybe.
No more war, maybe. You know, this was so marvelous to hear it and to know that it was translated. Mm-hmm. But the meaning of the song took on a whole different meaning within the context of the story. So it was exciting. But then again, I didn't know who you were. And then suddenly you burst upon the scene here in the United States and made such a fantastic debut, as it were. How did it feel? Now, the way you sang at the Metropolitan Opera was the kind of thing that you would read about in a Hollywood script. You would arrange it that you would just come and fill in 40 minutes before you were told to sing the role that Pavarotti would sing. Were you scared?
No, not really.
Were you surprised?
No, it's a big surprise, of course, because it's 30 minutes before the performance.
Oh, my goodness.
30, because I realize I receive a call from Mr. Volpe that he suggests to me, please, you have to sing tonight. You have to run very fastly to the dressing room. In dressing room.
Yes.
I look at my watch. Come on, don't be afraid. We have a long time, about 30 minutes before the performance. Okay, I'm joking. But I'm so... when I sing, I'm very happy to sing, because this is my dream that now comes true. This is my life now. And I try, and I sang in the same way like the other theater, because I know only this way to sing. And also, in my opinion, it's not so nice to be afraid, because the tension don't lift free. Don't let you sing. Yeah, no. To sing, because if you have an intention, mm-hmm. and you... to be afraid, maybe the voices cannot go outside so softly, you know. And so I prefer to transform this trouble in adrenaline you know. And in the meantime, when I watch the audience, I feel so exciting, and I enjoyed during the performance. And you can imagine, sometime when I have done to sing in the scene, I take a look to the audience, and I sometime when is it possible to smile, I smile, you know, because I'm so happy. This night, because this night in the last May represented to me an important step of my career, because, you know, the Metropolitan Opera represents the most important theater of the world. And also, it's so big, and this night, the crew outside, much more people for the screen.
Because they thought,
you know,
it was Pavarotti.
Yeah, and also I realized at last, when I finished to sing this Tosca, what happened. Looking at the long standing ovation, I think about, oh my God, this is a Pavarotti's fan. But now
it's for you.
It's for me. Yeah. And so, you know, it's like...
Well, it's a dream. It really is.
Yes, the real dream. And you can imagine, because, you know, these people comes for Luciano Pavarotti. And unfortunately, for him, you know, sometime we are human.
Yes.
One cold is not possible to sing. And maybe it's better delayed because... cancel the performance if eventually you have seen. Sick.
Did you speak with him after that?
I speak with him only in 28 June, last one, because I never met with him before. And fortunately, because I went to Germany for his performance, and I would like... I want to meet with him, because... I would like to meet with him.
But I wondered if you spoke with him after your triumph.
No.
Never.
No, after, during, before, and after my performance in the Met, I never, no, never heard about him.
No, no.
Unfortunately, because you know, maybe he was sick, or
yes,
he
yes.
have to think about
yes.
of
yes
other trouble
other things,
itself.
Yes,
you know,
yes, of course, yes. The career of a singer, would you say, is limited at some point? Would you say around early 50s, would you say that the real voice, although you have the voice, it's not, it's already beginning to...
It depends.
It depends.
Not,
yes.
It's not. There is not a time like you know, the wake up ring.
The alarm.
The alarm is.
But isn't there
depends.
A change? There. It seems to be at a certain point. That
I can speak about to
yourself.
myself, because I would like to stop it, and to realize when will be the right moment to say stop it. When I cannot sing, and I would like to spend my free time when will come this day, so natural, because to think about my eventually child,
yeah.
my family, and enjoy another because in my opinion it's a shame to stop it too late after when you cannot sing
again.
And no, you can ruin it,
the memory of it,
the memory,
yes.
you know, because maybe I hope to have a big career, to build a big career like the other big singers, but for me, it's not so good to be continued all the time.
Well, it's like an athlete. I think at some point you have to recognize the fact that you are,
yeah.
not that you've had it, but you're just, it's time.
Yeah, but yes. this is depend total, in my opinion,
on the
for
singer.
About of your choose. If
yes.
you choose to sing a wrong repertoire, surely your career will be much more shortly. But if you sing in the right way, and you choose the right opera to sing in this world, you have to, maybe you can make a longer
career. I must say to our audience, we have a wonderful gentleman here by the name of Paolo, who is translating yeah. for Mr. Alvarez.
Yes, thank you.
Paolo, what is your last name?
Noceda.
It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank
and
you
what
very
would
much
we do
indeed.
Without you? I just can't tell you how excited it is, exciting it is to have you both here today. The vigor and the enthusiasm that you both feel is contagious. And I know our audience will feel that even through the microphones. Thank you for taking time out from your very busy schedule to honor us with your coming here.
Thank you for you, and a big hug to all the people.
To everyone, yes.
E grazie al pubblico veramente per confiare nei giovani.
And also thank you very much to our audience who trusted us as young singers.
Ah, wonderful. Once again, the very, very best, and we hope we'll speak again.
Great.
Adios.
Ciao. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao.